When people are civilized, criminalism is less. When people are civilized. Like for example, if you treat everyone, you teach a man to treat other woman as a mother. That respectful dealing is conducted all over the country. Then the result is that people become more responsible in behavior. Maybe one out of four men may try to do something wrong, but most of the people are cultured. We say cultured, no? So in a country like India, the culture is very high. The culture of dealing within family. Like another example I'll tell you. In India, mother, father, children, and grandmother, grandfather, they live as one unit. They take care of each other. Whereas in America, you will find that every individual American citizen has to be taken care of by the government. Because the families are all divided apart. There is no proper family. A girl or a boy at the age of 13 leaves home. Isn't it? They leave home. They live independent lives. At the age of 16. And then therefore their problem becomes government's problem. It's not the family problem. Whereas in India it's not the case. In India, for example, there is one unit which is called family. And then there is another unit called village. Village is a community consisting of many families. And same thing happens in offices also. When you go to office, you know, one group of team of people become like a family. And the whole company remains like one family. You'll see that. That family type of attitude is there in India because of that Vedic culture. You can see that. And that is very protective. It keeps everybody safe and secure in the home. So, I told you about man's duty as protector, provider and guide. A man is supposed to be spiritually advanced. And he's supposed to guide the wife and children towards God. Through the guru. But nowadays man has become ignorant. And man has become exploitative. And therefore the women felt the need for, you know, standing on their own legs. Madam made a point towards the end. She was telling about how, you know, the marriage registration is helpful to claim legal rights of getting some compensation when divorce happens and things like that. A very unfortunate age we are living in. Where at the time of marriage, people think of divorce. Will I get enough compensation at the time of divorce? That's the situation. It's very bad. Therefore, the man and woman, what the Shastras say when they come together in the marital relationship, one of them said that, she said that point about lust and love. The scriptures talk about lust and love. Lust is like iron, whereas love is like gold, it is said. In Hindi, we call it as a bhogavritti. And Sevavritti, we call it. So you see, Hanuman is looking at Sita, Ravan is looking at Sita. Hanuman has Sevavritti. And Ravan has Bhogavritti, exploiting mentality. So, either husband or wife has an exploitative mentality, that family will not be peaceful. So both require service mentality. And therefore, what is marriage? At the time of marriage, you will find, you know, the parents, the grandparents, and the entire community people, everybody comes together. And the Brahmanas are chanting Vedic mantras and evoking the presence of God and God's blessings upon the couple, isn't it? So the couple knows that we are actually getting married in the sacred vow, in the presence of so many elders and respectable people. So after the marriage is over, I'll tell you a true story, a couple of true stories, you will immediately understand this point. You know, my spiritual master was telling, when he was a small boy, his name was Richie. He was in Chicago. So his mother one day called the boy and then told, my dear child, see, your father is good, I am good, and everybody says your father is so kind and everything, and everybody loves your mother, but we can't get along with one another. We have problems, so I'm thinking of divorce, she said. And the small boy cried like anything. Seeing him crying so badly, you know, her heart melted actually. That night when the man came back from the office, so they both were sitting in the room and the door was slightly open. So she was telling her husband, today I just told the son that I'm thinking of a divorce, and he cried so badly. And she said, for the sake of the child, I think I will not go for a divorce. Let us be patient with each other. Let us cooperate with each other. I am ready to bend myself a little bit. And subsequently, in the next 3 years, the relationship became very sweet. Eventually. Now my guru was telling how, you know, within family life, there are qualities like sacrifice, bending, giving up your ego, cooperation, you know, tolerating the difficulties. You know, wife is sick, husband takes her to hospital and husband is sick and wife tends to his needs. This type of bending ourselves helps us to soften the heart, become better personalities.